Last week I was in Eretz Yisrael and I had the opportunity to meet the author of the Sefer Orchel Shabbos, Rabbi Rubin from Har Nof. And after we met with him, they gave us a whole bunch of copies of his Shul's Torah journal, which we weren't so eager to schlep home, these big fat volumes. But then I started looking at them. They have a whole bunch of tshuvas from Rav Rubin, very, very fascinating tshuvas. So today we'll go through one of them. He discusses whether a person is allowed to take ADHD medication on Shabbos. Is a person allowed to take Ritalin on Shabbos? Sometimes you have a kid or an adult that just can't sit through a Shabbos davening, can't sit through a Shabbos meal. They're bouncing off the walls unless they take their medication. Yet, on the other hand, there is an issur midrabbanan, gzeirah mishum shchikas samanim, that a person is not allowed to take medication on Shabbos. So is there any heter to take the ADHD medication on Shabbos? The issur, the gzeirah, is because that you might come to grind up in desperation to get your medicine. A person might come to violate the malacha of tochein in order to produce the medicine on Shabbos. Now, it's true that that is not the most practical concern, bismanenu, but nevertheless, the poskim are still concerned with this gzeirah midrabbanan, since Eliezer has a long discussion of whether we still should be concerned with it, but lemaisa we are. So what are the potential heterim? So first of all, the Raman, Sim Shin Chav Ches and Sif Lamed Zayin, writes that they only asked this for a mechush bialma, but if a person has a chola kol gufo, a person is a chola shein bo sakana, but it affects his very functioning throughout the day, so such a person is allowed to take medicine on Shabbos. Mishabur and Sivkan Kuf Chav Alef points out that this is based on a number of Rishonim, a Ramban in Torah Sa'adam, the Rashba and the Ran in Shabbos Tav Kuf Chav Tes, and the Rambam in the 21st paragraph of Hilchos Shabbos. Interesting, Rav Moshe has a tshuva in Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Gimel, or Chaim Chelek Gimel Siman Nun Gimel, about a case where a person is a cholesh in Bosakana, and they also have another issue that happens to be just a mechush. So he has a tshuva whether you're allowed to take the medication to handle the mechush where it's not going to really affect your ikur cholesh, but he is a cholesh in Bosakana. So Moshe says, no, that's aser, meaning the heter to take medication if you're a cholesh in Bosakana is if it actually treats the choli. So there is another heter that people are aware of, that medicine taken over several days, a regimen of medication that's not just a one day thing is some sort of heter. So what's the basis of that heter, and does that work over here? So Shlomo Kluger in Sefer HaChaim Siman Shin Chav Ches reports that margala bepumadin shi lahakel b'zeh, that it's something that everyone knows that there's what to be makel, and then he has a whole arichus about what that might be based on. The raya they bring is from Gemara and Shabbos Tavkuf Mem, that if a person takes chiltis on Yom Chamishi and Yom Shishi, that he could continue taking it on Shabbos, and the Rambam assumes that there was no danger in stopping to take that medication. Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa Perek Lamed Dalid Ha'ara Ayin Vav that it's not really a good raya, because in that case it wouldn't have been dangerous for him to stop taking it, but he would have been no fel mishkav. So there's a different svara that's given in Orchos Rabbeinu Chelik Aleph Os Reishu Dalid. They say that the Chaznish held it was mutter if you're taking a regiment over a number of days, because the Chaznish said, why is it that a person who has a mechush is not allowed to take medicine, and yet a chola is allowed to take medicine? Why can't a person in the mechush take medicine? So Chazanish says, not just because of the level of suffering, that your suffering isn't so bad, and that's why we don't allow you to take medicine. He said, because a mechush we assume will go away. You have a headache now, you'll take an app, it'll go away. Your headache won't be there anymore. You know, if you'll, it's good, it will go away on its own. But if you have something that requires a multi-day regimen of medication, it's not going to go away on its own. It requires this this multi-day thing, and therefore would be mutter. And the stipler, apparently, according to Orchos Rabbeinu, relied on that and allowed beginning a medication on Erev Shabbos for even a 5-day period, if it's one of those 5-day packs. In Shmir Shabbos, they quote from Shlomo Zalman Orbach that if it's a 7-day medication, he allows it, because then you have to have a Shabbos. But otherwise, if it's a 5-day thing, why don't you just start on Sunday and you'll end on Thursday? This Lechara will not help us with our Ritalin Shaila, because Ritalin each day, it doesn't depend on the previous day. I mean, your Ritalin will work just as well today, whether you took it yesterday or not. So skipping a day doesn't affect what's going to happen on the coming days. Another potential heter, the Magen Avraham in Shin Chav Ches Sivkat Mem Gimel says that a healthy person taking something to get stronger is aser. That even a person is not ill, he's just healthy, and he's taking something to get stronger is aser. The Mishnah Berurah quotes this in the following lashon: Shalokeach es hatrufa al menas lechazik is mizgo. That he's just trying to function better, to strengthen himself. The Prima Gadol says al menas lishmor shlo yechlash, that he shouldn't get weakened, but he's already perfectly healthy. Now that chumrah is questioned very seriously by Rav Moshe. Moshe and Archaim Chel Gimel Simon Nun Dalid. Because after all, he says, if a person is healthy, what was the whole concern of taking medication? Gzeira Mishum Shchikas Amanim. You're going to be so desperate that you're going to grind up medication. He's not going to be desperate. He's feeling fine. He's not even unhealthy. So Moshe and many other poskim are not so convinced that that chumrah is one that should be observed. And some rely on this when it comes to birth control pills. Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa writes that you're allowed to take a birth control pill on Shabbos. A woman is allowed to take a birth control pill on Shabbos because that may be different because it doesn't actually make her feel any different, as opposed to Ritalin, which has an obvious effect on the person's general functioning. Another thing to consider is whether the person is a chola at all. Somebody who has some sort of psychiatric condition certainly can be considered a chola if they're not functioning properly. So do people who have ADHD or ADD and need to take Ritalin, are they not functioning properly? It really depends. Yesh v'yesh. There are some people that are mamish, like bouncing off the walls and can't focus for 2 seconds and are really, really not able to function. And others just like to have an easier time in their exams. I remember when I was teaching in high school, they had the extra time room and the regular time room. The extra time room was 3 times the size of the regular time room. You can't imagine that. 3/4 of the kids are unable to function without some. So you have to figure out what's when you've crossed that line. Also, another head that Rav Rubin discusses a possibility of is Litzorach Mitzvah, that perhaps since it's going to help him in his davening and his learning and his enjoying the Shabbos Zemiros at the table and everything else, maybe we can consider that a mitzvah. There's a Radvaz and Chel Gimel Simen Tav Resh Mem that allows Rufu on the Shabbos Litzorach Chol Shein Bo Sakana, based on the idea that Rafua B'Shabbos is more kal than Amira L'Nachri on the Shvus to Shvus on Shabbos. And since we allow Amira L'Nachri L'Tzara Chol Shein Bo Sakana, so we're for sure going to allow Rafua L'Tzara Chol Shein Bo Sakana. And some Akharim derive from there that the Tzarech Mitzvah, they weren't gozer Shchika Sab Manim because Shvus to Shvus Ali De Nachri is Mutal Tzarech Mitzvah. So it must be that Shchika Sab Manim is also okay. Rav Rubin has what to say about that, but that's another potential heter. Kavod Arbrios is another potential heter. The post can discuss if a person is going to, it's going to be embarrassing the way he's going to, this is today's Daf Yomi, it's Kavod Abrios, Doch Halos HaSei Shabbatara, where the Gemara says that Kavod Abrios, is it really Doch Halos HaSei Shabbatara? I thought Ein Chachmein Tvunei Neitza Neged Hashem. No, it doesn't really mean Los HaSei Shabbatara. It means that Kavod Abrios is Doch Dinim Derabanan. And Los HaSei Shabbatara B'Shevi Al Tasa, but generally speaking Dinim Derabanan. So Kavod Abrios is Doch Dinim Derabanan, since Eliezer uses that as a basis to allow taking allergy medication on Shabbos, that it's going to be a problem is covered up reels, that he's going to be, his nose is running and he's going to be not able to be too embarrassed to be talking to people, sneezing the whole time. It's embarrassing to talk to people that way. So maybe if there's such a genai, that you do have a few places in Shulchan Aruch where it seems that we allow certain Yisurim Drabar and Tiltul Muktza and the like Mishum Kavod Abrios. There's a Chuvas Marach or Zeru and Simin Nunvav, he allows a Chazan to take a medication for his throat Mishum Kavod Abrios, because he doesn't get the day off, he's going to be a Chazan, so he could either croak or he could sing. So Mishum the Kavod Abrios, they allowed him to take the medication. And then a couple of other considerations that he has is, first of all, he says children, the Rama and Shinchat Chesiv Yud Zayin, says the kids have a status of a Chol Hashem Basakana for things that they need. And the Rama and Reshayin Vav even says you can ask a guy to light a candle in a dark house if the kids are scared of the dark. So the exact age of what's called the child, as far as Chol Hashem Basakana is concerned, may vary based on what the need is. Meaning if it's a need for food, so probably up until 9 he has a din of Chol Hashem Basakana. If it's for other things, that's what Minchas Yitzchak writes that way in the Tshuva and Chelek Aleph Siman Ayin Ches. If it's for other things, maybe a much younger age. But so that's another tzad to think about if it's a young child. So maybe the child automatically has a din of a chola she'in bo sakana, and if it's something that the child needs. Another tzad, the hakel, or something to consider, the Gemara in Shabbos Taf Kuf Ches Amud Beis says that Amar Mar Ukva, Amar Shmuel, Shora Adam Kilorin Be'erev Shabbos V'nosin Al Gabe Einov B'Shabbos Ve'en Echol Sheish, that a person could soak his medicine in some other liquid on Erev Shabbos and then place it on his eyes on Shabbos, and to him it will be enough of a hacker that he had to do, Rashi explains, it will be enough of a hacker that he had to do something before Shabbos that he's not going to come to Shechika Sammanim, and to everybody else it's not going to look like he's even taking medicine. It looks like he's just washing his eyes off. So based on that, Shlomo Zalman Orbach, Kornish Mir Shabbos Chilchasa, to say that if a person is Mechush B'Alma that wants to take medicine on Shabbos, he he can grind up the medicine and put it in his food on Erev Shabbos. And if you don't see the medicine in the food and then just eat the food normally, Rav Shlomo Zalman thought that that's something to rely on. And then Rabbi Rubin says at the end that he thinks that very often, if you have a child, and specifically when it comes to children, if you have a kid who's on medication 6 days a week, and his friends know him as a certain personality type, and his chavrusas know him as a certain personality type, and as a certain, so it could be very, it could affect him in a very negative way socially, and in his ability to keep chavrusas. If whenever there's a Shabbos Seder, he's not able to learn with his chavrusa, he's not able to focus, and he's not able, and his whole personality is entirely different. It could affect him socially. So he thought that. That could have an effect on kol ha'aliyah haruchanis shalo is nifkemes. It could be ruined in some way. I don't know what people do. I didn't ask around whether people actually take the Ritalin on Shabbos. I just asked a little bit today, and a few people told me that everyone that they know that takes Ritalin and takes it on Shabbos also. I don't know, but these are some of the tzadim l'hakel, at least to consider in this shaila. Okay, have a great day.